In the news, well, this is the headline on an article in the Sydney Morning Herald today. Thousands of patients face massive cost hikes as hospitals pull plug on NIB. And the article by Kate Orbison reads, thousands of patients face massive rises in out-of-pocket costs at St Vincent's private hospitals after funding negotiations with major health insurer. NIB collapsed amid a deepening crisis in the $22 billion private hospital industry and an urgent federal government review of the health insurance sector. And this is from an email sent late yesterday afternoon from the Australian Medical Association, the New South Wales branch. They say AMA New South Wales is disappointed that patients insured by one of Australia's largest health funds, NIB, may soon be unable to use their hospital cover for surgery at major private hospitals, including St Vincent's Private Hospital in Sydney and the Mater on Sydney's North Shore. If no resolution is reached, they say the AMA, Sydney Morning Herald saying thousands, the AMA say 1.3 million customers nationwide are going to be prevented from using their cover for St Vincent's Health Australia from October the 4th. And I'm quoting here from the AMA New South Wales President, Dr. Catherine Austin, who said this is not a satisfactory outcome for the patients of New South Wales who have paid their premiums with the expectation that they would be seen by the doctor of their choice at the hospital of their choice. To have that decision taken away from them isn't acceptable. As I said, I have been in touch with Mark Fitzgibbon, the CEO, and been contacted by my next guest, Ed Close. Ed is the, well, he's in charge of Australian Residents Health Insurance. That's, well, it covers all aspects, business, division, managing the member experience, as they call it, claims and customer service channel. So he's certainly the man to talk to, and he's on the line. Ed Close, good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Richard. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for calling, because we've had a few calls and emails about this situation. So, look, and Mark did express the disappointment that St Vincent's had chosen to make this public, and obviously you're still in negotiation with St Vincent's. Is that correct, Ed?
That is correct, Richard. So, yeah, we're certainly disappointed that we've reached this outcome, but we are, you know, rest assured to members that either have an upcoming surgery booked or they're having ongoing treatment at the St Vincent's facilities, that they do remain covered until at least the 3rd of October and most likely well beyond that. So, yeah, we're certainly doing all that we can on our side to balance, you know, keeping premium increases low, also recognising that St Vincent's are having some challenging times themselves, and we want to bring this to a close as quickly as we can. So.
Yes, I think all private hospitals are having struggles at the moment, as is private, as a private health insurance like NIB, Ed. But look, if the situation isn't resolved by October, what could that mean for members of NIB?
So if it isn't, so anyone that has a pre-booked surgery up until that date will certainly still be covered. Those members that are having ongoing treatments, I think oncology, rehabilitation, mental health, are covered until April 2025 with no additional out-of-pockets. Those individuals that are having an upcoming procedure sort of in the later part of the year, if we can't find a resolution, the good news is that we have contracts in play with more than 90% of hospitals around the country, so hundreds upon hundreds of hospitals, and we'll be doing our best to provide members those choices in support with their doctor. That said, if they still did want to go to a St Vincent's facility, we will still continue to pay a benefit. The benefit won't be as significant as it typically would if we had a contract in place.
From what I've read, St Vincent's has been able to come to agreement with other major private health providers. Why not with NIB, Ed?
So it's every health fund and every hospital has unique set of circumstances. You know, like many of the other funds, as I mentioned, we do have contracts in play with all the major hospitals around the country. St Vincent's has 10 facilities out of, you know, more than 600. And so many, many of those, you know, Ramsay, Healthscope, a lot of the local hospitals around the Newcastle Hunter area, absolutely, we have strong relationships, and we do have strong relationship with St Vincent's over many years. So it's very uncommon that we're facing this situation, and it's very unique. And whilst other funds have been able to agree in the coming months, we are also confident that we will agree. It just does take some time to work through. And I guess what has exacerbated is some of the pressures that cost of living are facing towards our membership, and we're trying to keep our premiums as low as possible. Equally, we recognise that hospital costs are increasing as well. So there's a bit of a balance on both sides. So we're confident that we're not too far apart and we will find a resolution pretty quickly.
Look, your managing director and CEO, Mark Fitzgibbon, issued a very brief statement saying he was disappointed that St Vincent's had chosen to air it publicly. And I don't think I've ever read about a hospital organisation, a private enterprise like St Vincent's, actually going public with this sort of a statement saying they can't reach agreement with a major private health insurance provider. Why do you think they have gone public, Ed?
I think there's certainly an element of, obviously, people would be aware that there are some pressures facing many private hospitals across the country. And so using that in the backdrop, I think, our view would be that maybe putting some public sentiment into the marketplace will allow them some negotiating position. That said, we would have much preferred, given our long-standing relationship with them, that we could find a resolution behind closed doors. But it is uncommon, as you say, Richard. It's not the first time that the likes of Ramsay and Bupa, Healthscope and HCF have faced similar situations, and I'm confident, like they have been able to resolve, we'll also find a pretty quick solution here.
All right. I quoted from Kate Orbison's article in today's Sydney Morning Herald. She said, a deepening crisis in the $22 billion private hospital industry, but there's also a bit of a crisis within private health insurance. I think that's a fair comment, Ed.
I wouldn't say crisis, but certainly, like every sector, health insurance is also facing pressures around costs. We're also trying to balance member affordability in an environment where there are cost of living challenges. And what we're trying to avoid is a situation where, electricity premiums, prices are going up, significantly. We've seen other insurance lines, car, home and contents, 15-20% increases. And the good news to date, particularly throughout the COVID period, is that the health insurance businesses have been able to balance very low increases, so 2-4% year on year, and we would rather not have any increase, of course, but we're balancing a number of factors there. So what we're trying to do is now find sustainable ways forward in partnership with the hospital groups to say, well, how can we continue to balance premium increases at low levels for all members? As you said at the front, we've got 1.2 million customers at NIB that we're trying to balance low increases, and we also recognise that many of them over the course of the year will need to engage with the hospital, and we have great relationships with many of our hospitals. So it is a balancing act. Cost of living will start impacting health insurance, and we're trying to then balance, well, we want as many of our members facing, great outcomes, great experiences at affordable rates.
My guest, Ed Close, Ed is the Chief Executive of the Australian Residents Health Insurance Wing of NIB. Now, just to clarify, and finally, so nothing to be concerned about while ever the existing contract still stands, which doesn't expire until what date in October? Is that again, Ed?
So up until the 3rd of October.
Right.
Yeah, so I certainly want to give assurance to all NIB members that you will remain covered at a St Vincent's hospital until at least that date.
All right, but negotiations are ongoing and hopefully it'll all be clarified well before October.
Absolutely, that's our intention, Richard.
All right, appreciate your time this morning, Ed. Have a good weekend.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure. It's a 8:45. Ed Close, as I said there, Ed, and I tell you what, I was just having a look. He's very highly qualified. He's got umpteen degrees, etc., and started with NIB back in 2017 as head of marketing, and is now the chief executive looking after the whole aspects concerning Australian residents' health insurance. That's business, the member experience, they term it, claims, you name it. So hopefully it'll all be clarified before October and there will be nothing to be concerned about, but obviously a bit of concern at the moment because we don't often hear about these stories going public.